blast off.
Boom. Hey, welcome to another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. We're John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of Plantspiration. And that's a nonprofit that we started to reach and teach more people to help them go plant-based to reverse and prevent disease, save animals and the planet.
I don't even think I need to add to that intro. It was so awesome. Yeah, people know us for losing 250 pounds as a family and reversing a slew of our own chronic diseases. And now we're reaching, teaching, and inspiring people all over the world.
Heck yeah, it's awesome.
To get healthy too. Give me some for that. That was great. We're Seriously. Getting better at this as we go along. I want to remind everybody to like, subscribe, and share. You're literally helping us save more lives. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. This is what we do all the time. We're doing a little heart. Can you believe we're doing that? That's kind of corny.
It's all right.
But I love it. It makes me feel good.
Yeah, it does.
What a week.
Good vibes, yeah.
Good vibes. We're here. Is that where you like your mic? We're learning.
I'm getting my mic all up in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh. I almost feel like we can relax in here.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? We're on all week long.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of weird to say?
Yeah, now we're on.
But we're unplugged. We're a little bit talking about, you know, the background stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you to everybody, by the way, also. Like, I go in and I see these comments on our podcast, and I'm texting John. I'm, like, sending him screenshots. I'm like, look at this, look at this, look at this.
People are stoked.
Can you believe we're here doing this?
No.
Weird.
I know. I mean, before I would be in a drive-thru somewhere. Not thinking about inspiring people to take control of their life and their health.
That's when I did not. This is not the guy I married, but this is the guy I married.
Wow.
This is not the guy I married, but this is the guy I married. I mean, okay, so let me just tell you how this week started.
Yeah.
We're going about this a little bit differently, too. We started this a little different. We spent a lot of time before the podcast, like, making the agenda and, you know, writing all this stuff down. And then then you came back and you said, I think we're overthinking it.
Yeah.
We need to just relax a little bit.
Yeah. It's just a little too much. I just need more, like, off the cuff. Let's just talk about stuff.
Speaking of off the cuff, I'll just start off with this right here. I was digging through my desk drawers this week, and I came across something, and I called John, and I said,
"Yeah,
I got something." I said, "I found this." Well, first of all, you guys, I'm holding a little plastic bag, and I have written on it 11/2012, and it's a wishbone from our last Thanksgiving with a turkey.
Ew. Sorry, dude.
Here's a little plantspiration lore.
Seriously.
Is kind of what this is. We've got this turkey bone, and it's just tradition. Where did that come from? Who influenced that? Who started that?
I don't know. You just break it, you know, and the longer piece, person that gets the longer piece is like, ooh, your wish is going to come true.
Your wish is going to come true.
So it's called a wishbone.
It's called a wishbone. So on 11/2012, John and I took our wishbone, grabbed each part of it, and when it broke,
we were both holding the same length part of the shank, and the little wishbone piece went flying. Like, it broke into three pieces, and we each had the same length.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So we just looked at each other, and I was like, holy shit.
And I was like, wow, I think we both win.
Win.
What was your wish?
Good health.
And she asked, what was yours? And I'm like, good fortune. High-fived.
For sure, we did that. I put it in a little Ziploc bag, and I just started telling him, I'm like, why did I do that?
I don't know. That's gross. But I get it. But
well, I want to talk a little bit more about that, because I think when I saved this turkey bone,
it was for today. Like, you went through everything and fast-forwarded in your mind to, like,
I think we manifested this moment right here in this room, in this podcast, in this place that we're at with what we've done that was nowhere near where we were going 12 years ago. But it started with this little turkey bone. which was the last turkey that we had. We had no idea at the time that we were going to do this, by the way. We had no idea at the time we were going to do this, which leads me to the next thing that I found with it. Let me just grab this other little Ziploc bag. What made me save this?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is the last McDonald's receipt we went to. The last McDonald's, January 4th, 2013. You know what? I'm going to open it up and take it out.
Wow, it's like a time capsule.
It kind of is. Dust comes out. Let's see what it is.
It's going to just fall apart.
Let's see what we ordered. Two Big Mac meals, two Diet Cokes. Got to get the Diet Cokes. Two large French fries, one 20 McNugget, one tangy honey mustard, one barbecue sauce, one Big Mac meal deal, and one large sweet tea. I'm guessing that was yours.
Jeez Louise.
Well, I mean, not the whole thing, like, but the sweet tea. Was that yours? Or one of the kids?
Probably.
This was for all of us.
Was that for all of us?
Yeah, two Big Macs. 20 McNugget. Look at two Big Mac meal deals, a 20 McNugget. Did I have a Big Mac?
Another Mac? Yeah.
That wasn't like me to do that, though.
No, well, this was like when we were coming home from my surgery. Literally, that was our last supper.
I saved it. Kind of weird I saved it.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I think we manifested this.
And from that point forward, we've been doing better.
The irony is, then I said to John, I go, oh, I forgot. It's Plantspiration's 7th birthday this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
7 years. Wow. Then I said, hey, I think I should start a nonprofit. All because we split this turkey bone. No, I mean, that's not why, but look at, so basically everybody making a wish is manifesting, is what I want to tell.
Exactly, yeah, right? So make it good.
Well, that is what it's about. When you take that moment, in that moment, you're really envisioning where you want to go, what you want to do, what you want to be. Everybody is at Thanksgiving who's doing this is actually manifesting what they want.
It's like a form of it, kind of.
I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. Isn't a wish kind of the same thing? I wish for something. Yeah. The only difference is we took action on the steps to get there.
Yeah. I mean, is it really, or is it just like a form of like still like still sacrificing to the gods how they used to? But
I don't know what you're talking like about.
Just the breaking of the bone.
Oh, and all, that's kind all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just think everybody's manifesting when they're making a wish.
Yeah.
And I want people to. We've learned how to apply, I guess, that.
Yeah, without breaking any bones.
Literally, I guess we could put it that way.
Yikes.
But it's just been, so I called you up and I said, this is what we're going to kind of talk about. And then we said, we're not going to talk about stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go back and you listen to everything.
Yeah. Well, I do. I need to listen to see, you know, what's going on? How do I sound?
What, the podcast.
Do I need podcast. Yeah. Do I need to adjust this mic, that mic, my attitude? What do I need?
Your attitude is definitely different than, like, you know.
I don't have a mattitude anymore.
You're right. The mattitude, that is the truth.
That was evident this week. I mean, when you told me the dryer took a shit and I didn't freak out and was like, oh, jeez.
Literally. So
I was like, no problem. I'll check it out when I get home.
And I
probably
did
just
it.
Needs a belt.
And I hung up and I was like,
who the hell did I just call?
No, I've been watching you go through all this. Are you joking me? But, and I kind of called it. I said, when I called you, you weren't going to freak out about it because I've watched you go through so many changes. And I just said, well, hey, when you come in, it's going to be like Pippi Longstocking. There's going to be clothes all over.
Drying on every chair we have.
Well, I said the dryer broke, but, you know, I said, when I turn it on, I hear a click. So I knew. And you said so calmly, you're like, this probably needs a new belt. And I was like, yay, okay. Because, I guess 12 years ago, that would not be your reaction.
No.
You'd have been bitching and moaning all the way.
I don't even want to say what I was,
And then I would go, oh my gosh, why are you going to be like that? It would start like that.
Yeah.
You guys, this is kind of like a Plantspiration lore, what you're listening to. This is like the little bit of information about our life that we don't, like I said, we're always on.
Yeah.
I'm on Monday live. I'm on Tuesday live.
You're always on. You're more comfortable talking to people.
Like this, yes.
Yeah.
I got another interview coming up too, by the way. Oh, it's been a busy week.
That's awesome.
I know. I'm so excited. I can't wait to tell everybody about it. But yeah, I guess that's true. That's what you mentioned this week. You're like, you know, when I listen, I notice you're very like, you know.
Yeah, you're more relaxed at it, I guess.
Is that extra pillow helping?
Yeah, man. Prop
He's like, up. Maybe I'm too relaxed. Give me another pillow.
Let me make sure I'm sitting up like a big boy.
Well, it is. It is a little easier for me. And I think everybody's noticing that about us. You know, our whole life is unraveling right before people's eyes, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to see the whole professional part of us. You know our story about us. We lose this weight. We change our whole family. You know,
started a nonprofit.
But, you know, people think that just happened overnight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just woke up and said, I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to be all of a sudden all over social media. But that manifestation of health and good fortune, that was all of this involved.
Wow.
It was all of this. Because as soon as we took the plunge to say, you know what, we're going to change our diet, it started changing the way we were thinking.
Oh, yeah.
It changed everything. And even the surround, our friends, our family.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely changed everything.
We don't talk about that kind of stuff. Everybody just sees this like, yay, they're out there riding their bikes. They're ping-ponging. No, she's roller skating in the house. We don't. This was more what I wanted to talk about when we decided we were going to do this.
Yeah.
And we were thinking of a name, and Unplugged came up because I think that this would be also interesting for people to really hear who we are and like, how did we get
all
here?
All the backstory, all the stuff that you haven't seen on TV or TMZ yet.
Or Woman's World. I've not been on TMZ. Come on.
Woman's World magazine, though.
Woman's World.
You're in Barnard's new book.
Newest
book, yeah.
What else was it?
Another special edition.
One plant-based edition of something.
Yep.
So people know me for being all over, and you know, when people ask for an interview, they don't think about both of us. But we've both been doing this, but you have been the quieter one.
Yeah,
I gotta
I'm more like Chong, I think.
Just quieter, laid back. I'm a little bit more, hey, check this out, do this, I got this idea, I got that. And but the whole point is people see that are watching you. We notice they're like, yeah, John's really picking it up. John is
picking it up. When I came in, I'm like, man, I don't know, people have been saying it so much, I think we should really do a podcast. She's like, really? Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Well, because I don't want to force you into doing that, you know what? Right, I mean, this is, right. We've got a lot on our plate. I'm running we're both running Plantspiration. You're running a business. You work outside the home. Our dryer broke this week. I do cooking classes every Wednesday. We're talking about doing renovations. Like, there is a lot there's a lot that's been going on. But the way that we're managing all this stuff, I don't think we'd be here. We wouldn't be here right now today doing this if it wasn't for all of these things that started with the plants. It really just started with that.
It has to. You got to have good health or everything else is going to suck.
Or else you're worrying about it every day.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, what a great way to put it.
I was worried about every day, like how sick I was. It was like my diseases became my identity.
I was seriously worried about a heart attack.
Yeah. You never really told me that, but you had symptoms. I mean, what we know today, you had the symptoms.
Well, sure.
There was dysfunctions going on.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're learning that was because of what we were eating, because plants changed everything. Not just our relationship, but like we were saying, the relationships around us did so many things.
Yeah.
When we manifested, I didn't manifest for people to stop talking to me.
No.
But that happened. But I think it happened for a good reason.
Well, yeah, we manifested good health. And if you got negative energy people around you, it's just not
good. Or unhealthy people.
How are you going to have good health with anything like looming over you, kind of?
Yeah, but we could.
You don't even know about it, but just.
Exactly. We were picking up on it. Like, nobody said, I don't want to talk to you. You guys are vegans.
Yeah.
We just became more self-aware of what we were doing. And at first, like we said, we came out strong at everybody. So that did annoy a lot of people.
Well, sure.
But then I came back and I was like, well, I'm really sorry. We were sorry then. We were like, man, we know we were coming in mm-hmm. a little hard. But I think it was too far gone. We were doing something totally different that reflected. It wasn't about us, we learned. It was right. more about the way that, I mean, people see us and they think of bananas. They think of kale. Mm-hmm. They think of being healthy. They think of riding bikes or, you know what I mean? And if they're not doing it, then maybe.
Well, then, yeah, but it's more like the people closest to you that, you know, then they really think about, I don't know what it is. Like, they're almost mad at you that they're not doing it or
there
something.
There is some
or
that of that.
You, they thinking about why I'm not doing it or well, something. I don't know how to explain it. Do you well, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as a coach, and I do talk about that. We talk about this in Saturday Sport
I know,
Group.
But like, yeah, you are the coach. You've had like all the formal training of doing
this. It is more about know? The, it's not about what we're doing. It's more how people are feeling about what they're doing.
It's almost like holding the mirror up.
It or is. Something and I never want to, and I don't want anybody to feel like that.
No, I'm not. That's kind of, you whole, put it on yourself, really, when it's happening. It just happens inside your head and you're not really thinking about it, but the projection that people do.
Let me ask you this.
The feelings they have.
Don't you think, like, this is why I want people to hear more of this part of us, because I don't want people to feel any certain way. I want people to be inspired to do, eat more fruits and vegetables, you know, do make a goal of what you want to do and let's start doing it.
Right. I just, yeah, same here. I just want people to know that it's not as hard as you have it in your head to really feel.
You can do this too. Don't look at us like that. You can do this too. But it was scary for us. Mm-hmm. It was scary.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, dang, I don't want to go out anymore. Nobody's going to be our friends, you know, or we would, different things started happening.
Well, that was easy. Like, you know, all of a sudden you're just not invited to stuff anymore.
That happened too.
So it's like, you know, dude, I was fine. I'll bring my own fruit tray and bag pistachios.
It wasn't easy going out, though. It's like you don't want to make a spectacle. You don't want to say things like, hi, could I get the no meat, no dairy?
Well, yeah, and all it is, even though you're just worrying about yourself and your health, everybody else at the table then is looking at it like
that.
You know, it's just, and I don't want people to feel like that.
And then there's that.
I just want them to feel good.
Exactly. So that's what kind of goes on when you're ordering. And because a lot of people say, like, you know, I don't want to be a spectacle and I don't want to order. And we get it. We understand. Not only do you have to go through all that where mm-hmm. somebody's going to be like, oh, who do they think they are making these special orders mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever it may be. You know, just bring me out some potatoes and some steamed broccoli and some easy stuff like this.
Yeah, everything's got butter on it already, or it's soaked in oil, or it's like, oh, I was it's like, hard man. To eat.
And then you go order, then my girlfriend would order the salad, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, perfect. I'll exactly have what she has, just without the chicken and without the feta, you know, something like that.
Yeah,
and
no chicken or cheese.
That's it. They would come out with a salad the size of a cup.
Yeah, they bring out
like, what is this? What is this? I came here to eat.
That was anyway, a diet salad.
Well, so I guess it's just keep being you, which leads to more of this, what we've learned about ourselves and what we're, you know, you have to take care of you first and not worry about what anybody else is thinking.
Exactly.
Which brought us into this whole podcast this morning, like the talk we had, like, John, don't worry. You know, I went through this. I've been talking in front of people. I was like, you can't be thinking about.
No, I'm not thinking about nothing.
Yeah. Well, nothing?
Well.
It's Plantspiration's birthday this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
That's 7 years.
That's awesome.
I know. Can you believe we did that?
7 years, dude.
Give me the claps. I love the clapping sound in the background.
I know. I got to get that on YouTube.
7 years, and we can't wait to tell everybody just more of the interesting or little known information about our life that we don't get to go and talk about.
Well, yeah, we're not going to talk about during a cooking show.
I was just going to say, like, when are we going to start talking about the stuff going on in the background or the conversations we're having about starting a podcast? And, you know, this is something that we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
We had to take the time to do it. We had to get over fears. We have to listen to, well, I don't listen to anything back, really. Just a little bit of clips, I say to you. Give me some clips that you like, and, you know, I'll do some reels, and I'll put that out there.
No doubt, no doubt.
It's so cool. And we don't edit.
No, that's the one thing.
Somebody was like, awesome. How do you guys, what do you mean you're talking about popping it out? I'm like, well, we're just so used to this that we thought, let's make it a thing where we just don't edit. Because honestly, we don't have time.
No.
There's no time for editing for us. We just want to bring you an hour of our time hanging out together, you know, getting inspired to be like, first of all, I'm going to eat more fruits and vegetables. Second of all, I'm going to make a positive impact on the planet. Third of all, you know what?
We're going to show everybody that
you can do cruelty-free. Yeah, that you could do it.
Post and ghost. That's it.
That's my favorite line. Post and ghost. That's my method on social media. So all of this, what basically then on top of it, doing the podcast, that didn't come first. I'm not saying I manifested that, but
no.
All of the things that we've gone through, all of the work that we've put into it has turned into where we are today, which is what I think. I mean, we wouldn't have the podcast if we didn't have a business, the Plantspiration.
Exactly.
All of it led up to these things.
All the way back to that wishbone, see?
Back to the wishbone and to the last McDonald's meal. Haven't been through a drive-thru since. Have a coffee? Have we went through for a coffee? I went through for a coffee.
Yeah.
I've done a Starbucks.
Maybe a little dragon.
But nothing, or something. Nothing. Hey, you don't say that. That's been a long time, actually, because once I start one of those things, then I get hooked or something. Yeah. We had a great class last week. We taught people how to crush it in the gym, eat good foods. This week, by the way, so that I don't forget, I got to kind of market that one a little bit. It's about heart health. It's about reversing heart disease.
That's awesome.
A number one killer in the United States. And nobody's talking about there's people in Plantspiration who've reversed their heart disease. Mm-hmm. And then they come back into these classes and into the groups. Let's just say they're in Plantspiration and they're basically sharing their story, which is just inspiring more people to get this stuff down.
Right.
And I can't believe we're talking about this kind of stuff, actually. Like, all of a sudden, I went right back into work.
And did you know, like, the next highest death in the country is cancers, of course, right? Mm-hmm. It's just terrible. And do you know the third one? Do you know the third one, by any chance? It's medicines. Prescriptions.
Yeah.
The third highest, you know, amount of deaths in the country per year are through prescribed medicines that were wrong or an allergic reaction or whatever.
We've seen it with our own eyes. We've got some people that are coming back from, which lead that Saturday. I can't help but talk about work. Like, let's.
Well, we love what we do. Really call it work. You know, doesn't feel like work. So how do you?
So Saturday support group, this Plantspiration that we've been building, not only is Plantspiration 7 years old, but the support group is actually like, I think 4 years. We're 4 years into it. It is one of the biggest pieces of people's success. And they got in there this week. And I want to ask you, are you surprised? You kind of get to see on Saturday all the work I've been doing, because then you see a whole bunch of people, you know, kind of doing the same thing, or they're picking up more help.
All the people. I mean, you know, you'll see different people are doing a lot better. You know, they're doing better with, you know, and not even with the food. I mean, they're doing better with journaling and just with the good times and all the good, the dopamine hits. They're going with the gratitude and writing things down and
say somebody's listening to this. I mean, just think about somebody from our past or people who know us, and now they hear you in here talking about journaling.
Be real
right now.
What do you mean? I'm being real. That's awesome.
But that's not something we were thinking or doing before. And people hear.
No, I would have scoffed and laughed at it.
I did.
Probably said a few nasty words. Stupid it was.
Honestly, that's.
Seriously, that was me before.
It really was. I mean, all the years I did therapy, you know, she would say, you should journal or you should meditate or you should breathe. And I'd be like, what is that going to do? For me,
I'm breathing right now.
I would be like, I would say,
if I wasn't breathing, I'd be dead.
I'm
right?
in here to talk about how miserable I am, how yucky my life is. You know,
aren't you just supposed to listen?
Not my life. Yeah, exactly. And I don't mean my life. I mean, we've gone through so many changes too.
Yeah.
tremendous. Anyway, mm-hmm. we'll get more into that, but I didn't realize all those tools were right here in my pocket. I kind of scoffed at them. I kind of brushed over them, mm-hmm. but they were exactly what I used to get here today. It started with, you watched me do this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It started with the food. And then when we didn't have any friends or, you know, family around, it was like the phone calls stopped.
Yeah.
And wow. I had to, how was that?
Yeah, how was that? That was weird. I mean, now that I think about it, I was just kind of thinking about it for a second. Before, you were just like laid up 100 pounds heavier on the couch, just like no drive. You were hurting, so it's hard all to have long. Drive when you're hurting. When you're in pain, it's hard to
drive
think about.
Drive for what?
Yeah, exactly.
I had zero
that's
drive.
That's exactly what I'm talking
no
about.
No purpose, no passion. No mm-hmm. bike riding, no roller skating.
We didn't even think about doing that. It wasn't even on your radar.
What was on my radar? What was my passion?
Man, I was just waiting for the afternoon, maybe a little bit of vodka.
That was my passion.
Probably.
So the little interesting or little known information about our life is, I guess, trickling out in this episode all because of this turkey bone that made me manifest I want to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And I want good fortune. And I didn't just manifest it and make that wish and put it out there. I envisioned it. And I made this little path in my mind of how I had to get here to the podcast, to being known in magazines and in books and
remember. Good health and good fortune.
I'm going backwards
now. I'm fortunate to have good health.
Yeah, it started, then the gratitude started coming in. So all those things that I was learning in therapy, mm-hmm. I was never applying.
Right.
Never. Then I go and I start, you know, learning how to become lifestyle medicine coach. I get very invested in behavior change and teaching people how to do it. And you're seeing it happen.
Were there a lot of little aha moments? Oh, I remember when... Oh, yeah, she mentioned about meditating, and I was supposed to journal, I was supposed to do all this, and then you're like,
when you hear people saying it?
You're going through this training, you're like,
oh, yeah.
Look at all this.
I'm learning about all this stuff, and I'm like,
journaling, different things.
I'm like, John, we need to practice stress management. What is that? That's the stuff that we had to go back and really...
Stress management used to be putting my hand through the wall.
It used, yeah, we were. There it is. That's what we went through.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
No.
Back to philosophy. Who influenced us? It's not easy to get through stuff like that. It's not easy to talk about stuff like that. But it's
easy. If you can, you're going to evolve from that.
If it doesn't evolve you, it doesn't involve you.
Mm-hmm.
The work that we've put into not just us,
mm-hmm.
but everything else started with that level of, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And we had to start practicing that stress management and really getting into, like, we have to learn how to react differently to things. Because that's learned behavior.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean? A lot of that is learned behavior. And people can change. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But it's not easy if you don't have the right tool. So when we're getting into the Saturday support group and people are talking about journaling and you're hearing John talking about journaling and self-awareness and mm-hmm. meditation and mindfulness, there's so much more that came with the plants, but it started there. And that's what we're talking about today. The interesting or little known information about our life that we're just not talking about usually. We unplugged today. Because this is what it was all about, is like unplugging a little bit.
That's
about
right.
Here's what we are, here's who we are, what we're doing. But I also want to let people know this is what our life was like before. Like we can relate to a lot of stuff.
Completely.
A lot. Our life has not been perfect. It has not been easy. It has been one big giant learning lesson of learning how to live a happier life.
Yeah.
And we didn't have that purpose and that passion or that compassion that we have today. What time is it? Are you looking
definitely,
at the time?
No.
What time are we at?
Maybe a half an hour.
So now we went from all these changes to, it changed our relationship. So when all these other relationships left us, by the way,
mm-hmm.
or I tell people, you know, all these things changed that seemed like such losses. But really, it gave us an opportunity to reflect on our own stuff.
That's right. That's
right. It made us...
Well, understand that that just had to happen for us to grow, really.
It had to happen for us to grow.
And it wasn't like, oh, I got to do this and I'm not going to be friends with that person or this or that.
There was none of that.
Things happen, that's all.
Yeah, we just kept... And when those unfortunate things happened... All those things that I was talking about, the journaling, the meditation, the mindfulness, rather than reacting negatively to that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. I was learning how to just be more understanding, you know,
right.
Let it be, let it go like that. Mm-hmm. Like there's nothing, I'm going to just keep working on me. That's what's important. I'm going to keep working on me and what I wanted. And.
Well, I know, I mean, it was definitely hard. Like, I guess I would be, instead of more mad about things with these relationships and people, and they don't want to hang out or do anything anymore, I got more like, instead of mad, I was like, almost, I was hurt by it, you know, like, because I'm feeling more accepting of people and changing and how good it is to change, and people aren't really, a lot of people aren't like that, and it's...
They weren't all happy for what we were doing. Yeah,
it's painful. I mean, to not... If my friend lost 50 pounds, I would be ecstatic.
That's not how it happened, though.
No.
But...
It was a head scratcher. Like,
it was, but, you know, that's that stuff that I just started learning how to not worry about. At first, I was like, oh my gosh, no, what did I do wrong? Exactly. And I would be like, I'm so sorry. And then I was like, what am I sorry for? No, for taking care of myself?
Yeah, exactly.
Those were those moments of, I'm going down this highway to health. I'm going down physically, spiritually. You know what this is? So many people see the outside of us. Oh, they lost all this weight. They look great. They go out on bikes. They go roller skating.
Oh, their life's perfect.
People don't get to see the inside of us. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I wanted this Unplugged to be about was, you know, who this is what we were like. And over the last 12 years, it has been one heck of an evolving of, and we continue to. We're just so grateful for where we are. We're so grateful for how things have turned out and all the things that we've learned. It's changed so much in our life.
I just love it. I mean,
we're different parents. We're different people. We're different partners.
It's hard business. To even think where I'm starting at. Everything, every aspect is different. And I have just better thoughts and visions of every aspect about parenting and about work and all of these things. I just feel better and more of a positive attitude going at it.
Where did that start?
I don't know. After that last meal, Burger King or McDonald's, whatever the hell it was.
It really did. Mm-hmm. Now,
seriously.
As I'm hearing you say this, it's almost like I wish you could capture that to whoever's listening out there. All of the things that we just talked about, and then all of the changes, and then we're going to come in here and say, it all really started with just eating more plants. How can you sum that up?
How do you sum that up? I mean, it's just amazing to when you do change something. I'm talking about my food right now. It made me feel better, physically feel better,
like more aligned, but we didn't realize.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Then there's that we were talking a little bit about, then we go to philosophy class, you know, and it opens up a whole new view to the way we were approaching things. It was like a whole nother shift in our life,
right? Well, then we really started thinking about why does everybody eat like this?
Why were we acting like this?
Why do we feel like, this is a dog and a cat and a bird, a little death, those are pets. And then
there was a lot of whys.
And the animals we eat. Well, I think they're all animals. I don't understand.
Yeah, everything, this is not the conversation I was in. Yeah, I mean, it was not like this before is what we're trying to say. It gave us a whole new view on so many things. And it isn't just us.
No.
Saturday support, when everybody comes together and they start talking about it, you see a ripple effect to what's going on. Not just us, but with everybody. This is what we're getting at. Because it isn't just about the food. This is so much about getting together with people. And I've said before, I know groups are kind of nerdy. I'm going to say it. That's the first thing people say to me all the time. They're like, I know, I'm not into groups.
It's not.
But you are. because it makes you feel so, you will be into this group.
You should be into a group, because groups really, people live longer that are more involved with communities and groups. Okay. True. It's just part of.
That's evidence-based information right there. Yeah. We do better in groups. We're more inspired. We're more, mm-hmm. dopamine goes off. We get more support. And when we lost our group, here mm-hmm. we start doing this, and we lost our whole group,
mm-hmm.
our friends, our family, you know, things shifted.
Mm-hmm.
It made us really regroup here.
Yeah,
and it has continued to, and we're talking about like our household, our own family, just John and I and the kids,
mm-hmm.
like so much has happened over the course of 12 years. It has been a regrouping of everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the kids felt it too. We weren't forcing any of this on them. They were doing the change also, and they felt this at school too with their friends and what groups
exactly.
and cliques and all that.
Just knew, you know, because of all those tools that I had in my back mm-hmm. pocket that I never used and I thought were ridiculous, I started tapping into them. I wish I could have tapped into them quicker, faster, and overnight and been a better parent and a better partner and all those things. But this, again, is something that kind of evolved over time. You know, we started really looking at things a little bit differently because we learned to see things a little bit differently. We felt better. Our confidence was up. You know, then we start moving around. Then your brain just starts being like, I want to do this and I want to do that. So it all started evolving back in 2012 when broke this wishbone. I manifested for all of this to happen, but I didn't quite understand that I was manifesting it even. Look at all the things that have changed.
That was awesome, right? That it just...
Did we just take him around like the Indy 500? Here's a little view of our life. Rewind, did he just say that? You know that's what they're doing.
It was awesome, I'm telling you.
It's been awesome. And it hasn't been easy.
No.
So starting this little journey with the podcast, we wanted to just be really open about the changes so that it inspires more people to make changes in so many more ways. But it does start with treating yourself really good.
Definitely.
Not just with the food we've learned. And that's why, you know, by the way, Plantspiration takes a lifestyle medicine approach. We're not just talking about food. Community is a big part of this. Support, exercise, positivity, stress management.
We're working everything, sleep.
Yeah, everything. So people came in on Saturday and they were really, you know, here it's after the holidays. So many people are disappointed or they're saying this thing like, I'm going to start on New Year's or I'm going to start on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But all the things that we're doing, the 31 days of dopamine, you know, the coaching that goes on, the support from the community, the cooking classes, that's why we're doing what we're doing, to teach people what we did to get to where we are.
Wow.
And where we keep on going.
So true.
That's what I wanted to say. Thank you. Mic drop. I can't drop it, actually. And that's really what this has been about. And we're just here to keep talking about this is why it's so important that we learn to be getting these things down. So when people are coming in and talking about journaling and this kind of stuff, that's a big part. What I do is I say, that's like the glove box. You know, we're on the highway to health over here. We come in, I'm like, what lane are you guys in?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I'm in the express lane. After the holidays, we hear people talking about how they're in the express lane, not gaining weight, losing weight, feeling great. And then we have people coming in like, I just wanted to come in here and tell you my doctor was shook.
Mm-hmm.
What? 1, 2, 3 people after each other on Saturday. My doctor couldn't, it was a miracle mm-hmm. when they saw these labs, mm-hmm. but they know it's not a miracle. I mean, it's that you're eating and taking care of yourself so good.
That's right.
I mean, we don't need to mention names, but 77 years old, does a shoulder replacement. She couldn't wait to get in here.
I know. She's doing fantastic. The doctor was like, wow, like, you know, just even the bandages, I mean, that quick. You know, in a couple of days, you know, I guess I'm going to put a bandage on even because it's protocol, but you don't even need it. Like, you're healing up so quickly.
Like, restrictions over. So mm-hmm. she came in here with such pride with, look at how quickly I recovered. And I want to let everybody know, you see, that's what's mm-hmm. going on over here. They can't wait to come. They're not coming in to tell me.
No.
Or you. They want to tell everybody else because they know this is about being the inspiration the world needs to see over here. And there's so much more than what we're doing, but it's who we are and how we're doing it, I guess.
That's exactly what it is. We're sharing it, and they're doing it, and learning it, and crushing it.
They are. And then another
they can't wait to get back to tell us.
That's I can't awesome. Believe the things we heard on Saturday. It mm-hmm. was what we, everybody's like, that was an epic meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I mean, a short version of what's going through my mind, the wind. When we first started the Saturday support group, we had three people.
Mm-hmm.
We had to pilot the Saturday support group with three people. That was work. That was hard to keep it up and to be like, okay, yeah. How do you entertain three people?
For an hour.
But I didn't stop.
No, but we did it. And they learned more.
You were there to support me.
They had more personalized attention.
Yep. We continue to learn how to get this to be the community that it is today. We've been there for every single... I think I've missed two because of having to do something. Mm-hmm. But you've carried on the meetings.
Yeah.
We've had other members cover the meetings mm-hmm. when we were out of town and doing stuff like that. But it is a big part of why everybody's being so successful, because they get to hear everybody saying, you know, I actually started journaling, or I actually mm-hmm. started doing the breathing exercises. And next thing you know, I'm exercising and running up and down the stairs all day long. And, you know, people are just one after the next. If you came in because, you know, people are like, I'm in the express lane, I'm off four wheeling, mm-hmm. you know, but now I'm back in the express lane listening mm-hmm. to real other people really do this and how it really works. And it really isn't just about the food.
No, they're crushing it. I'm telling you.
I'm out of breath. Let me take a sippy.
It's just excellent just to hear everybody doing great. And all their feedback is just phenomenal. They love it. They love sharing. Everybody. And the big dopamine hits with, you know, we're cheering for everybody, you know. And
they all are.
Back and forth. Everybody's doing good.
And they do get to hear this real part of us.
Yeah.
They do get to see more of this real part of us, because we do share, like, how we handled a lot of those obstacles with family or with friends or with the doctors or with, you know, how do you deal with people who aren't doing this and we're watching them eat themselves to death? There's a lot of that going on, and we need that support to get through that.
Yeah.
And we just need people in general. Isolation is not, you know,
no,
going to help anybody. So speaking of all the impact this, how many minutes are we at?
Yeah, definitely. It's a good time
to bring out the Plantspiration report.
Well, that's how I was thinking about it. Everybody's crushing it.
And through the holidays, because this
through
isn't it.
The holidays.
It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle.
And I mean, for the week, we're down another 7 pounds. And I can say there was only a few people.
See what I mean, though?
That got back. Nobody gained.
Thank you.
And people are down 7 pounds.
That's what I'm talking about. And this is just since... It's been 40 pounds now since we started the podcast mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. we started collecting randoms.
Yeah.
Beautiful random people, I might add, who are taking the time to fill this out so mm-hmm. we can update. Because I said, I want to inspire everybody listening from, I want to say that line so bad, carnivores to skaters to haters. Like I said, I just want to inspire everybody to be like, you know what? I'm going to grab more bananas today. Or I'm going to try something different. Or, you know, I want to make a goal and actually accomplish it.
Yeah. Because, I mean...
This is what we're watching everybody
really
doing.
Feeling this good is...
It's going to put you into that. It's like premium fuel is what's going on the highway to health.
That's all you're going to want.
You're going to just want the premium fuel going 100%, you know, plants. Getting into the group, you know, mm-hmm. doing that kind of stuff. That's like cleaning off your windshield on the highway to health.
Yeah.
You know, the coaching calls are like the itinerary, right? Let's make a plan. Let's get this down. The cooking classes are like learning how to get the premium fuel
in. That's right.
It's not going to be in a recipe. It's not going to be this. It's going to be about the coaching, the consistency.
It's just about showing up.
Yeah, the community and showing up and crushing it. 554 pounds total
mm-hmm.
since we started the podcast. People are just like, oh, yeah, by the way, this is the total so far. Yep, 554. Yep. This has just been the last 4 weeks.
No, right. This is barely, still not even a very small amount of people like in the community.
Yeah.
That have responded, but...
It's just cool to watch.
This is awesome.
We've got people that are off Excedrin. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
They're used to taking it all the time for aches and pains, and now they're completely off.
What else? So three of our categories are pounds lost, medications dropped, and diseases reversed. And obviously that's not going to happen every single day. But we're keeping track to see how this goes. And we've got quite a great list going since we started this.
Right. There's more people off of antacids, which is awesome. A lot less pain medicines and a lot less long and short acting insulin. Like,
amazing.
Don't even have to use it.
And she always comes in and says, I wish my doctor would have told me this. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. And that's what I love people to hear. Mm-hmm. It's not just us saying that. You know what I mean?
That's right. A lot of other good, what'd you say? Something to mentions? What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, the honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions of more energy, no headaches, and less foot pain.
See what I mean?
It's awesome.
And I would have been living the rest of my life, you know, not knowing how to get better.
Right.
Had somebody not been talking about this, and I just wanted to talk about it a lot more, share a lot more of our story, and inspire a lot more people to make these changes. It's been a lot of work getting here, doing this, starting Plantspiration, building a nonprofit, starting on my phone to being a CEO entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But what I want people to know is when you manifest something, and you think about it, it isn't just about the thinking about it part. And that's what we're watching everybody do also at Plantspiration. Huh. They all come in and everybody was like, give me a menu or give me a recipe. But there's so much more to it. Huh. And this is how you do it. There it is. I kind of needed a rhyme to go in there. but it's true.
A lot of people come in and they know, I know all of this. And
they're all plant-based pros. And
I got all the information. You know, I've been in this group. I've been in that group. I just...
every single 99% of the people are already plant pro. They're already plant-based knowledgeable.
They've done whole foods. So much homework.
They've done their homework. They've read their books.
Analysis paralysis?
It's analysis paralysis. There's more going on than the food. It's a lifestyle. It is not a diet, but so many people come into it with a diet mentality.
Well, we did too. And you're looking for the next thing and you're looking for the next. You just got to put it into action.
There's just so much more to it.
But like you said, this did start as a diet.
For us too, we get
this
it.
This was the next thing on the list. I was down from a surgery, and you're like, oh, God, I'm just down. I got to feel better and healthier. And
I did not wake up the next day and say, I'm going to lose 100 pounds.
No.
I'm going to start a nonprofit. That wasn't even on your
radar because you've never lost 100 pounds.
I'm going to start a nonprofit.
Yep.
That wasn't on the radar either. No. Starting a business. I'm going to get a bike and go no hands for 18,000 miles. What? I'm going to get roller skates. I'm going to go stand up in front of people and do public speaking in front of 800 people.
Yeah.
What? Is that who you married?
No.
Even no. Close?
No. Well, not even.
And sober.
That outgoing, but none of those topics
of confidence.
Outgoingness. No.
Going and doing all the things that I've done and being who I am. I mean, I think I said, you're the same guy I married, but you're not the same guy I married. And I think you can
definitely
say the same.
Yeah, you're not the funny girl at the bar. You know what I mean?
No, I'm a funny girl in all situations
now. Exactly.
I am funny, and a lot of people, do you guys know I'm funny even?
Yeah.
Do they know?
She's funny.
You're funnier. We're both pretty funny.
Yeah. You're funny, but I write most of your work.
That is such BS right there. He doesn't write squat. We often look for the shortcuts in everything.
Who, us?
Everybody.
Everybody in general. A lot of.
Everybody looks for the shortcuts, but we learn that doesn't pay off.
That's right.
There is no shortcut to starting a podcast.
No.
We're having to deal with.
No.
All the things we don't like, you know, learning about the things we do like, what you guys like, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
There was no shortcut to starting a business.
No.
There was no shortcut to being genuine. There was no shortcut to being real. There was no shortcut to losing weight and changing our lives.
Usually when you do use a shortcut, it doesn't pay off. The quality goes down or, you know, there's something there that's a negative. When you're trying to cut corners.
It didn't work.
No.
It doesn't work.
No.
And it's We just had to slow it down and realize, you know what? This is just the way life is going. It is not going to be perfect. It is not going to be where everybody is supporting you or everybody is on board with you or that everybody isn't doing it.
But you know what I really realized is you can't buy good health, and it's up to you to take care of yourself because you just can't.
You're the only one that can take the best care of yourself is what I tell people all week long.
I mean, if other people have a problem with you getting healthy, that's not your problem.
True. That's one of the first things that we had to kind of get over and kind of deal with. Mm-hmm. And do we have time for questions?
Yeah, we have time.
Sure. What time are we at?
We're at 50.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Oh, that's a good one.
I think this was a, hold on. I think this was a good podcast. I think this is inspiring to know of all the changes that can be made. People are thinking, this is too much for me, or this isn't great, or, and I know how it is. Your relationship isn't great. Your finances aren't great. Right. Your car isn't working. Your dryer's breaking down. Your kids are fighting. You hurt. You're miserable. You don't feel good. You just got diagnosed with something scary. Mm-hmm. Where do I begin? There's so much information, right? Are you feeling it?
Right. Yeah. You're
stressing me out. Now,
you're stressing me out.
You know what I mean? When you don't know how to eat, when you don't know how to manage stress, when you don't know how to sit down and stay focused on what you need to do rather than what you want to do, you know, there's a lot that we didn't learn how to do. We were influenced to act a certain way. We were influenced to eat a certain way. You know what I mean? Our behaviors are influenced by, you know, how we were raised or what.
I mean, once you start feeding yourself a little better, it's like you definitely get this neurogenesis in your brain, and you just want to do so much better.
I'm holding a big...
You got a big old juice there with a ton of nutrients in it.
This whole journey, by the way, did start off juicing. We love juicing. Yeah. I watched that one, and then I thought, well, let me start with this.
How is that orange juice? Here she's going to sample apple, carrot, ginger,
apple, carrot, ginger, orange. It's our Plantspiration morning juice is what it's we call
amazing.
It. It's like 2 pounds of carrots, couple apples, couple oranges, some ginger. Mm-hmm. I love it. It makes me, I'm eating too. You know what I mean? Well, I'm eating too. I'm doing all kinds of things.
But the extra nutrients, man, just makes you smarter. Makes your brain work.
Neurogenesis.
It is.
It gets neurogenesis. It makes you want to learn more. You know what I mean? When we're like telling each other, I want to work on my vocabulary.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Well.
Yeah. We'll get into that because I've been listening to some other podcasts. I'm like, my God.
We'll get there.
Expand my vocabulary.
We all do. We've been so busy doing other things. We didn't realize what we needed to do to self-improve.
Like read books.
I'm
talking about me here. Okay.
Well, you've been working so much and I get it, but we do make excuses for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have time for it, but we do when we look at our phone I know you're not on your phone.
No.
Never.
No.
You don't even answer when I call.
Time.
I don't have time for that.
Have a question though.
Let's hear it.
I have one here. How did you get your whole family, kids, husband, everybody on board? How did you get your whole family on board?
I just manifested it when I broke that turkey bone.
Come on.
Well, I must have been I always wanted my family to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all this information came in front of me when I watched Forks Over Knives. And I knew I had to be the one to make the changes, because if nothing changes, nothing changes. So it was a lot of work to hype it up in the beginning to do something different. And I said, hey, we're just going to do this. You know,
I did the shopping. So
back it up. Take two.
Whoever does the shopping.
How did you get your family on board? I did the grocery shopping and I just said, this is what we're going to eat. And I hyped it up. I said, you know what? None of us are feeling good. You know, I'm sick of being sick. Look at this information. They were all teenagers. Mm-hmm. So knowledge was key.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't just stop there. We watched a lot of ethical documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
We watched environmental documentaries. You know, we were getting really into it. I was asking the kids to challenge me. You know, we were just really all around. Like, let's really start looking into why they're not telling us to do this kind of stuff.
Why?
and then we kind of knew then we need to not put any pressure on it. Just as parents, you know how that goes? Like, you can't do that. Then you know they're going to do it more.
Exactly.
So we were like, shh, we should just not.
Well, you told them, hey, you know, this is what's happening inside the house. So when you go to school, you know, what you're going to eat is, I mean, of course, I'd rather you take something.
And they did. From the house. They did take stuff. They did take stuff. And then when they ate cheese or they ate meat, they came back and they said, like, man, they had the craps and, you know, acne came back. So when we went 100%, we saw 100% results, which was really a benefit for us in the end. Because when they went back to eating something that wasn't healthy, they felt it.
A sleepover, some party night.
And I was like,
pizza night at their friend's sleepover and come home the next day. Oh my God.
They were like, I don't feel good. I'm in the bathroom. I mean, we all have had a moment of that happen on this journey accidentally.
Oh yeah.
You know, we've had some stuff like that. So one, it was really what I brought home. And let me be honest with people. I was bringing home potato chips. I was bringing home pop. I was bringing home...
Yeah, babe, can you give me that dip that goes with those chips?
All the same things people are bringing home that are in your face when you walk in the grocery store, that are being advertised in all the flyers. I was bringing home all that same stuff. So it wasn't like I was just eating... Like, pay attention. I wasn't just eating plants and veggies and veggie dips, and I said, okay, now we're going to go 100%.
No.
We went all the way. This was a very, very big deal that I just said, I'm not bringing home none of your shit anymore.
Yeah.
They were like okay.
Yeah, they were.
Go get it yourself was kind of my attitude. I was like, go pay for it yourself. I went into it like that. And it wasn't some hardcore,
you know.
It was a fun event is what I want them to know. We were fun about it. We made it
fun. And they've always been involved in the kitchen. Let's see how long. So they wanted to create delicious stuff.
We gave them free reign. So, what could I get you at the store? How could we make this not suck? Like, I was that honest. Like, exactly. How could we make this not suck? Like, let's get into it.
Yeah.
And that is really how it evolved. And was it because we had that little receipt on the refrigerator for a while? Was it because they got to see me... And Zachary, like we really, Zachary and I and you lost the most amount of weight, obviously. Mm-hmm. That was where the bulk of it was. Right. So seeing us go through that and change our clothes, our sizes, everything happened so fast. It was like constant dopamine of wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, we had to have a whole garage sale that took up our whole driveway. We emptied out all our closets, everything.
That's right.
We evolved into a different place in a different space, literally. And I wanted it, but I didn't know how to get there. But what we learned is it was just taking action.
You got to just do it.
You just got to do it. So if you're sitting here listening to this and wondering, how do I get my family on board? Or how do I get this, you know, weight off or get this going? Don't worry about making it perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. If we would have waited to make this podcast perfect or Plantspiration perfect or
Wouldn't be doing it.
I would still be sitting there smoking a cigarette, drinking an alcohol going, I don't know if I'm going to make it till tomorrow.
Right. I'd be really worried about it.
It's not worth it.
Scary.
Was it a little hard? Not as hard as being sick.
No, really. Exactly.
Not as hard as being sick was. And worrying about that every day. Of course I still worry about stuff. I'm a human being.
Yeah, I'm not invincible, but...
I know when I'm doing something...
I have less worry about heart attack and stuff.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And so does everybody else.
I mean, aneurysm was running the family. You know, that's what they say anyways.
Things can, but we can do something. You know, we wear our seatbelts because it keeps us safe. Mm-hmm. We know that anything can happen, but by gosh, you put that sucker on, it keeps you safe.
Yikes.
You buckle up your kids, it keeps you safe.
Yeah.
That's how I started looking at the food. So how did I get my family on board? I started talking about it like it was a seatbelt, for goodness sake.
I started caring about them. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, that's like saying I didn't care about my kids before.
Kidding. That's me.
You don't say that. But
no, they were ready. They saw how we were.
They saw how sick we were, and I said I wanted to show them how to do something different.
Yeah, wow, damn, we did. Give me
thank nuts. You for being supportive of me, even if you weren't. I was like,
I'm supportive.
I meant to say like I'm thankful that you were so supportive of all of this. But it wasn't like there was a big choice. I did come in pretty strong and said, we got to do something different. Well, and you were as you make it taste good.
Yeah, exactly.
And you wanted it too.
Well, of course. Well, no doubt.
Everybody wants to feel better.
I was next to you all the time, every time, whenever you were on a diet or whatever, I was always there. Like doing it with you, not just supporting you. Like, yeah, I need that too.
Well, let me ask this question. I
want to feel better too.
And exactly. Who doesn't? I want
to live longer too.
Doesn't everybody want to feel better?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure people know how to do that, though. It's not just going to be some carrots and hummus. It's going to be some nourishing to flourishing. There's a little bit to learn on this process. What's number two?
Yeah, number two, how did you stay motivated?
Well, going 100% was the easiest way to stay motivated.
Yeah.
Because I saw the results immediately the next day.
Exactly.
It was the next day, and that was enough for me to be like, that kind of sucked, but I saw progress. And then the next day, I was like, holy kale. I didn't actually say that back then, but I was like, I can't believe I feel better today. The scale went down again today. And then it was, I'm going to go upstairs and put these pants on. John, look at these pants. These pants have got like an inch in it, I swear. Can you believe this? I didn't even measure myself that day.
No, I know.
I didn't prepare. I didn't know this was going to happen.
No.
I mean, I was manifesting it, but I didn't know how to quite master manifest.
No doubt. You're like, oh, well.
I'm just going to take it one day at a time.
This is like open-ended about getting healthy and all this.
I'd spent a lot of time thinking about where I wanted to be. I spent a lot of time in, here it is. Actually, I'm saying it and I'm realizing it right now. I was manifesting this.
Hmm.
I was manifesting this is what I wanted to do. Was inspire people to do this, but I knew that I couldn't do it unless I took care of myself.
Wow, that's powerful.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. It's what it took. I mean, you were just doing it.
Well,
it was like the same for me. I mean, I just started feeling better.
Yeah.
I remember I felt good at just after a few days, literally. Like when you're really doing it right, you're getting like really good nutrition. You started feeling
it's
better.
It's about
like
the nutrition.
Physically, the gas, the fuel mentally, you're putting in, your brain clarity, you start getting cleared
immediately.
Up.
Immediately. It was really about the nourishment, not the diet. It was really about the nourishment. And we went into it like 100% like that. Like we just started eating so much. I was like, okay, we're just going to
eat. And it was like, what, 13 years ago? 12, 13 years ago?
It was 1-7-2013.
There wasn't like a lot of junk food. There was no vegan junk food. That was back when vegan meant
we had zero.
How we eat now. Yeah. Food plant based.
It was zero junk food. We didn't know it. We had Boca burgers, I think.
Yeah, there was one. Yeah, the Sun Burger.
Something like that. That was it. But anyway, so staying motivated was I made my own motivation. The way I would talk to my kids. Come on, you can do this. One more day. Stick it out. Keep going.
That's right.
Don't forget your why. What's your goal? You're on a highway to health.
This is what you say to all your clients, too.
You hear me.
All of it.
It's you're awesome. On the highway to health. Mm-hmm. How are you going to take that? How are you going to take that trip? You're going to fill up your tank with a quarter tank of gas and just see how far you can get?
Putz along on a shoulder?
Get a flat tire and then get out and stab the rest of them out? Give up? Throw in the towel? Go off-roading, blow your whole engine.
Yeah.
No. You want to make it to your destination. You've been planning this vacation. You've been envisioning the beach, the sunniness, the chilling out, the whatever you guys do on vacation.
Right, right.
You plan that. You make that happen. You buy the ticket. You save the money. You go through all of that.
That's right.
Just to get there despite all the obstacles to do it.
I'm telling you.
That's kind of how I did it.
Yep.
That's how I stayed motivated.
Put your health up front, really.
And I did have a little picture on my bike.
Yeah.
After a few months of doing this, it took a few months for me to go, I think I should start working out.
Yeah.
Then I put that little picture that I pulled off on the internet. I said, I have to put a vision because I'd never been a small person. I'd never been a thin person. I'd never been healthy. So I had to envision something that was.
Right. And I can't believe what the picture you found. It was like, it looks like you now.
But it didn't. I would have never, again.
It's crazy because
it was,
I mean,
shocking.
That was awesome. Yeah. At first, you know, it was almost like, wow.
It was in April. I pulled up something on Pinterest and I printed it out and I taped it on the bike. And you go, what is that? I go, that's my future me.
Wow. I was like, awesome. Go for it.
You were like, like, I would be
that was setting the bar high.
It was.
I supported you the whole time.
You never said anything like that.
No, but I was like, wow.
If she does that, that would be amazing.
I got your back, girl. You go.
It was a picture of somebody that's
give me high fiber.
Pretty much where I am today, but it was something so unrealistic to me, but I didn't think I was going to do it overnight. I just
got determination that you have just brings a tear to my eye. Seriously,
thank you.
Crushed it.
Well, I've gone through a lot of crap in my life. I wasn't going to let this stop me.
That's right.
This was my last chance.
All you to know. Don't stop.
Don't stop doing what you're doing that makes you happy and feel mm-hmm. good. You know what it takes to be healthy. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this, you know that what it's going to take is to be setting some boundaries, saying no, dealing with not worrying about what other people think, mm-hmm. and putting a ton of plants on your plate, exercising, doing some journaling, self-reflecting. This whole journey we've mm-hmm. been on has been nothing but a bunch of self-awareness,
awesome.
Self-reflecting, and evolving.
That's right.
Into just what we're doing.
Just into a better you.
Yeah, we're just, exactly. And we know everybody's capable of it.
Yep.
You just got to put some of the work into it, I guess. But the work is...
You're the only one that can
believing that in yourself in is what I was yeah. going to say. Just believing in yourself.
You can do it.
You can do it. And we're here for you when you're ready. If mm-hmm. you need some help, we're here. Mm-hmm. We want you to get in here because there's nothing like it, by the way.
Yeah, it's a blast. You should see it. I'm telling
so
you.
We've got a great class coming up this week. It's going to be on reversing heart disease. Number one killer in the United States. Nobody's really talking about how to fix it. We're going to talk about that. That's so right. Please tell everybody if you're listening to this. Prevent and reverse heart disease?
Seriously.
If it's yeah. it's worth coming in and learning how that can be done. We're going to be making pancakes again this week.
Oh, wow.
Boom.
I can't wait.
Pancakes, the best dip on the planet.
Yeah.
Quick salads, because I'm all about real, keeping it real.
Yeah.
This is not really hard to do when you get down to the simplicity of it, the sustainability of it, and the ease of it. And we know 12 years later what this process is like. It's a whole lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
And we really hope that you enjoy coming along on this journey of us making these changes.
That's right.
And making some change in this world. So we hope that you guys are inspired to do that.
Definitely. Be the inspiration the world needs to see.
I think this is the end, John.
This is the end. You guys are awesome. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, all that. Ring the bell. What is that?
Right? All those
notifications.
Things. And thank you so much for listening in. And we look forward to bringing more for you next week. Have a great day.
That's right. We'll see you
guys. Eat your plants off and text somebody that you love.
Have a good one.